welcome to the Divided Kingdom. This is Lou Caravelli. Elizabeth Cubitt Caravelli and I have been bringing you this cutting-edge news program since 2003. And we at the Divided Kingdom Radio always look forward to the puns and jokes of Dennis. Here's a holiday smile to carry us into 2025. What is Santa Claus's ethnic origin? Why? North Polish, of course. Much more grave, maybe a deadly auger, is the next communication from our Northeast info source. He writes the following, quote, newsflash, on Saturday, December 28th, a patient infected with bird flu died in a New Orleans hospital. This was the first known bird flu fatality. So it seems you two were right about the bird flu danger, unquote. And this is Lou speaking. If you didn't hear our four-star emergency alert, visit our archives at Divided Radio, make that DividedKingdomRadio.com, DividedKingdomRadio.com, and hear the January 1st, 2025 program. Very critical. And now, we're past Christmas, heading into January 2025. It's cold, and some reports say that an Arctic air vortex will be moving east shortly to bring unprecedented sub-zero temperatures to large portions of the United States. So prepare with lots of supplies to stay warm and have lighting in your home. Apparently, the Russian decisive victory at Kharkov removes the giant Black Rock stronghold on lithium fields in Ukraine. This may make a difference in the Great Reset planner's burgeoning EV industry. 1 year ago, this was the situation, probably due to recur this January 2025. Later, we'll bring you up to date with the Great Reset Gang and the Vatican's shocking anti-God and anti-biblical heresies. Remember, do your own critical thinking about issues at the forefront of the news. Be careful how some broadcasters twist the news. Suspiciously, these analysts blame Israel for everything, but never mention any NWO evil coming from the Jesuit Vatican source. A Muslim man drives a truck bearing an ISIS flag into New Orleans revelers on Bourbon Street in the Latin Quarter, killing 15, wounding more. According to the alternative news, this alternative news analyst, that is not the one speaking, but the one we heard, the killer was from Texas and had been in the military. He had three names. Conveniently killed after his rampage, fits more and more into the MK Ultra mind-controlled patsy image we have seen so often. Lee Harvey Oswald, Mark David Chapman, etc. But the analyst develops the idea that the offender was not only inspired by ISIS, but that ISIS itself was created by Israel, and that Israel's Mossad intelligence controls the U.S. This is absurd. We've heard similar claims that Israel ran 9/11. Yeah, little Israel gave orders to Dick Cheney and the powerful NWO Wall Street Group. I think not. The CIA is far above the pay grade of the Mossad. Netanyahu visited a chairing U.S. Congress, not the reverse. Again, we bring up that Alex Jones years back said Israel founded Hamas in order to have a buffer against Arafat's power. If the Israeli intelligence played any role in forming ISIS, it was certainly under the leadership and power of America's CIA. Is it not strange that Syria's new leader, Mohammed al-Julawi, has had his $10 million U.S. bounty for being a terrorist removed, and now leads Syria? This is U.S.-Israel working in tandem. Fletcher Prouty, in his book JFK, the CIA, Vietnam, and the Plot to Assassinate John F. Kennedy, remarks that the Bulletin of the Federation of American Scientists stated, quote, the deepest cover story of the CIA is that it is an intelligence organization, unquote. Prouty also says that after World War II, what was claimed to be peacetime operations became the new Orwellian euphemism for military-type covert operations often on a mammoth scale, unquote. Alex Jones also said at the time of Jesuit Georgetown U's lawsuits against him that, quote, the CIA is a Jesuit left arm of the Vatican, unquote. So ask yourself, why Israel is used as the supreme boogeyman while the immense power of the Vatican is never alluded to by these broadcasters? One who left him his shortwave audience recently, claiming his internet audience was done paying for the shortwave audience, actually made the ludicrous statement that if NATO refused to continue military aid to Ukraine, Ukraine would probably turn to Israel for help. Instead, this broadcaster's sidekick began to cough and managed not to laugh, but murmured a choked-up assent. One of the usual Israelists behind everything evil in the world, radio commentators, a few nights often, after he proclaimed Israel created ISIS, laid out some really sharp, stunning truths, admirable analysis, and warning to U.S. Army men. He revealed that both the driver of the Tesla that blew up in front of the Trump Hotel in Las Vegas and the would-be second Trump assassin at Trump's golf course in Florida and the man who drove his truck into the crowd in New Orleans all had connections to Fort Bragg. Fort Bragg has been renamed Fort Liberty by the woke destroyers of American history. No names of Confederate generals allowed here. Thank you. At any rate, the commentator told us that the golf course offender had actually made more than 140 visits to Fort Bragg. And to his credit, this broadcaster amplified this into a grave warning to all U.S. ex-military men, especially those who have recently been hired at exorbitant pay to fight as mercenaries in Ukraine. This targeting is not new. Almost a decade ago, an ex-military friend of ours noted that her driver's license had a restriction on it. When she checked, guess what the restriction was? One word, veteran. This, maintained the radio broadcasters, may well be part of the NWO killing off the best defenders of America should civil war begin. Elizabeth Cuppet Cavley and I, as well as other patriots of yesteryear, like Al Cuppet and Lieutenant Colonel Craig Roberts, have recognized this danger, a plan to kill off our military. Look at how many soldiers died or were maimed by the COVID shots. So with that, we now move to topic one of tonight's program, the freezing truth about wind turbines.
Sweden's Great Reset, the wind turbine gulag, is beyond chilled, Lou. This is the Gateway Pundit, and this was January 13th, 2024. Sweden, climate madness, wind turbines freezing into cold. This article was written by Swedish independent journalist Peter Emanuelsson, also known as Peter Sweden. Maybe they would work better if we had more global warming. Here is something you will not hear about on the mainstream media. Lately, Sweden has seen record cold temperatures. We just had the coldest temperatures of a century. In a town outside Arjeplog, it was a chilling minus 48.8 C. I don't know whether I'm reading that right, Lou. I think it's 48, and then it looks like a comma, 8C. What does that mean?
Yeah, that's the European-style decimal point.
Oh, you were telling me about that.
Yes.
That where we put periods, they put commas.
And vice versa.
Yeah. So, yeah. In other words, if we had, $100,000, we wouldn't have a comma in commas in there.
No, in many countries they would put
a period.
A period, yes.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And they say here that's almost minus 56 Fahrenheit. It was too cold for the new, quote, green electric buses in Sweden. In one city, they had to cancel most of the bus routes because they couldn't handle the cold weather. But what about the wind turbines that are supposed to provide renewable energy to these electric buses? Turns out that they don't like the cold weather very much either. It is now being reported that ice on the wind turbine blades has caused a massive loss in electricity production during the cold weather. And you have the continuation of this, Lou.
I do. During several days, they lost more than 1,000 MW, and I think that's megawatts, of power. because of ice in the blades. Essentially, the wind turbines froze. On the 5th of January, seven wind power parks reported a loss of 1,110 megawatts out of their total production capacity of 2,316. In other words, the wind turbines froze and lost almost 50% of their capacity in the cold weather. Perhaps if we had some global warming and the temperatures were a little warmer, they would work better. That is a lot. You literally can't make this up. Those unreliable wind turbines caused electricity prices to go up in winter when people need it the most to heat their homes.
You say turbine, I say turbine, but, you know, a rose is still a rose, a frozen rose.
That's right. We're going to have to check on that.
Oh, no, we aren't. We're individuals. Let's just keep doing what we're doing.
All right.
And we're so grateful to God for our book, bringing it through all kinds of problems and the kind of hard assaults that Satan put on us in July when we were working like dogs writing it. COVID and coming chaos is beginning to reach some of our listeners. We had one request from a listener. That's the first listener who actually requested it. So, you know, if you would like to get this book soon, we will be getting another shipment. Just write us a note, and you can request it. And if you want to put an optional $5 in to help us with postage, you can. And a few people who have received some books have given us larger donations toward keeping us on the air. That's not necessary, especially if you can't do it. We want this to be God's book, because it is God's book. He brought it through in miraculous ways, didn't he, Lou?
Yes, there were times when we really didn't know if it would ever come out, but it did.
Yes, and so if you want to write to us, it's Lou Caverly, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And, of course, any support that you can give to us, if you can write checks to WWCR or to Global Star Communications, or send a little cash if you want, or a money order. Thank you so much in advance. And now let's move right back to the article.
Now, here's a sentence we all should take to heart. The author says, you, that's all of us, are paying the bill for the insane climate policies. And this isn't the first time that the cold weather has caused troubles for wind power. Back on the 15th of December, one wind park in Amot Lingbo, which I guess is a Swedish city, reported the following, quote, weather conditions give icing on wind park. Current icing level gives 100% reduced availability. Unquote. In other words, nothing was being generated. You literally cannot make this up. It's so cold that the wind power turbines are freezing and severely reducing their electricity output. Well, where will the electricity come from to power all the new electric buses and cars? Why is nobody in the media telling you about the problems with wind power in the cold weather? And now, next we have this. And this was by Sidney Secular, newswithviews.com, and he painted out more absurdities. This was originally published back on April 30th, 2022, but still very relevant. Green energy and the Green Raw Deal is a road to nowhere going forward. That's in quotes. Nowhere going forward. Sleepy Joe Biden and the rest of the pests on that side of the ideological spectrum demand that we adopt green energy practices, or, they say, the world as we know it will end in a few years. The mainstream media and the other New World orderlies jabber incessantly about the need for solar energy and windmills. Indeed, they create enough wind on these subjects to run these same windmills into the next century. Certainly, they carry on about the environment, and that's in quotes, the environment, as much as they do about the Ukraine, racism, the three evils of the West, whites, capitalism, and Christianity, the need to be jabbed, and the war on humanity known as transgenderism. Left out of what they term the conversation, or the debate, is in reality a one-sided diatribe that brooks no disagreement, that wind turbines chop up about 500,000 birds each year, as well as massive numbers of bats, sea life, and migrating insects, that they create a constant hum. And this is Lou speaking. I didn't realize that. But that's
interesting. I didn't either.
That, getting back, it says they create a constant hum that drives to distraction many who live sufficiently close by, and that the windmills, in quotes, themselves require more energy and pollution to create than they in turn negate through their use. Meanwhile, windmill promoters and producers want to triple or quadruple our present number of these examples of good intentions over intelligent actions. Once the protests over the unacceptability of both the carnage and the noise fully kicks in, the windmills will be stopped in their whack tracks with the blessings of the symbol of America itself, the bald eagle, a bird that suffers huge numbers of casualties per annum. Interestingly enough, many years ago, a young boy was fined by the government for making an Indian dream catcher, that's in quotes, dream catcher, as a gift for newly elected President Bill Clinton. Why? Because the gift contained the feather from a bald eagle. And to use such a thing, except from Native Americans, of course, was illegal. That the feather had been picked up off the ground, much like the bodies of those same birds around windmill farms, made no difference. Well, perhaps it was a cheap lesson for the child and his parents, and that seeking the blessing of the Clintons should always be avoided, even more than eagles should avoid windmills. At best, windmills and solar panels can only supply about 20% of our energy needs, and they are not only inherently unpredictable in their output, but frequently cost more in both money and energy than they are worth. The over-advertised EVs, electric vehicles, that is, may be cool in what passes for the minds of Americans today, but the cost of going ahead full force with their development and deployment will soon cool the ardor of those of their proponents who are not either profiting from them or totally engulfed in the green movement. Let us again consider batteries, the principal foundation of the EV. As noted earlier, batteries do not produce electricity. They merely store what is produced elsewhere, primarily through the combustion of coal, uranium, or natural gas in plants or diesel-fueled generators. So to say that an EV is a zero-emission vehicle makes zero sense, unless one is being deceptive and speaking only of the use of the vehicle rather than all that is required for its use. Since 40% of the electricity generated in the U.S. is from coal-fired plants, it follows that 40% of the EVs on the road are in actuality coal-powered. The rechargeable batteries used in EVs require lithium ion, nickel metal oxide, and nickel cadmium, a nasty mix of stuff that will eventually wind up in landfills, where these toxic materials will ooze out and seriously pollute the environment around them. A typical EV battery weighs 1,000 pounds and is about the size of a travel trunk. It contains 25 pounds of lithium, 60 pounds of nickel, 44 pounds of manganese, 30 pounds of cobalt, 200 pounds of copper, and 400 pounds of aluminum, steel, and plastics. Also included are over 6,000 individual lithium-ion cells. If this sounds green to you, you are woefully ignorant at best and damn stupid at worst. All our good green livers say that they are concerned with depleting the Earth's resources and polluting Gaia, that is, Mother Earth. But the fact is that the huge quantities of these toxic materials needed for EVs are derived almost entirely by mining. To manufacture just one EV auto battery, you must process 25,000 pounds of brine, salt water, and 30,000 pounds of ore for the cobalt alone, along with 5,000 pounds of ore for the nickel, 25,000 pounds of copper ore. All told, we must dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust for just one battery. And that's before we even use these poisons. What will be the condition of the Earth's surface if all our cars become EVs? Windmills are the ultimate example of costs embedded in the production of these green solutions, as well as being first-class examples of environmental destruction. Each windmill weighs 1,688 tons, the equivalent of 23 average houses, and contains 1,300 tons of concrete. As well, each windmill blade weighs 81,000 pounds and must be replaced after 15 to 20 years of use. Presently, we cannot recycle used blades. They must be discarded altogether. Can you imagine the humongous landfills that will be required to bury these green monsters? Indeed, they might be larger than those necessary to bury the huge batteries used by EVs. We can expect that once the Great Reset is in place and the New World Order is smoothly moving forward and leaving the rest of us behind in slavery and poverty, all of these green concerns will cease to be. And the EVs and windmills abandoned because they are too costly and too stupid. Remember, once the NWO is in place, they won't need the thugs of Antifa and BLM or the environmental loons who press for more moving civilization back to the age of the Flintstones. As that will be the case, the mainstream media will also move on, and if the issue is brought up by a few dumb diehards, they will be just as good at covering up the lies and deceits of the left when that happens, as they were when the issue was still politically useful.
Oh, wise words, I think, Lou.
Yes.
And, you know, sometimes the illogical Green Deal crazy conceptions become downright dangerous. Here from Natural News, this was February 7th by Ava Grace. U.S. government to probe Tesla after receiving 2,400 complaints of drivers losing steering control. And this was through the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA. The Department of Transportation probe covers over 334,000 Model 3 sedans and Model Y sport utility vehicles from the 2023 model year. In addition to disclosing 2,388 total complaints, NHTSA, remember that's the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, said it's aware of more than 50 vehicles that had to be towed as a result of steering issues. The agency's upgraded probe follows a December Reuters investigation that found tens of thousands of Tesla owners have experienced premature failures of suspension or steering parts over at least 7 years, citing Tesla documents and interviews with customers and former employees. Some drivers reported harrowing tales of sudden power steering outages at speeds that nearly caused accidents. The Tesla documents showed that the automaker sought to blame drivers for frequent failures of suspension and steering parts it is long known were defective. Some of the following complaints describe the steering suddenly and randomly locking in place. Others discussed power steering failures that required heavy effort to remain in control of the car. Quote, upon putting the car into drive for the first time after finishing the software update, the power steering failed, with a power steering reduced warning before the car could move. The steering wheel would not move without great effort. A power cycle cleared the issue, wrote a Model Y owner from East Montpelier, Vermont. Quote, upon starting the vehicle, the steering wheel frequently locks or becomes exceedingly stiff, requiring significant physical effort to turn. Rebooting the system, exiting, then re-entering the car can sometimes fix the issue temporarily to make it drivable for the current trip, wrote a Model Y owner from Staten Island, New York. And then here's another one from Georgia. Coming out of the shopping center, suddenly steering wheel did not steer, went to very close to the opposite side of traffic, and somehow made it to across the road inside the shopping center, wrote a Model Y owner from Alpharetta, Georgia. In some cases, restarting the car solved the issue, but other cars had to be towed by Tesla for service. In one case, a driver told NHTSA that they couldn't complete a right turn and ran into another vehicle. The agency said there have been multiple allegations of Teslas blocking intersections or roadways. Over 50 vehicles had to be towed, according to the consumer complaints. And the probe, I think, looked about at 300 vehicles, something like that. As I look at this again, this probe could lead to the recall of over 300 vehicles. The agency said it is looking into possible steering rack failures. Tesla is also recalling nearly all of the vehicles it has sold in the U.S. because some warning lights on the instrument panel are too small. We have to wonder, there's so many things wrong. Is this the Rahm Emanuel thing somehow? But we don't know. They'd be shooting themselves in their own foot. So we have to just kind of watch this situation.
Now, we're moving to key globalist and globalist religious figures, abominations, and heresy. December 14th, 2024, LifeSite News describes the latest on Pope Francis. Just this month, Francis named 21 new cardinals, among them pro-LGBT Dominican priest Father Timothy Radcliffe. Francis has also elevated the public profile of pro-LGBT Jesuit priest James Martin by repeatedly praising his work and his heretical group outreach. What's more, Francis recently greeted a U.S.-based transgender hermit at the Vatican and has often welcomed other groups of gender-confused persons to the Vatican. On October 23rd, papal audience, hashtag Pope Francis, welcomed Brother Christian Madsen to the hashtag Vatican. Madsen, a woman, lives as a male hermit. She has had trans sex change surgery, is supported by Bishop Stowe, and advocates for trans people in church religious life. And then it gives a website at which you can get more details. Additionally, Francis is believed to have personally intervened to rehabilitate Father Marco Rupnik, who was removed from the Jesuit order and excommunicated after having been credibly accused of sexually and spiritually abusing numerous people, including nuns and male victims. Francis also appointed Father Robert Pasolini, who supports a pro-homosexual reading of the Bible, as the preacher of the papal household. Perhaps worst of all, Francis approved the heretical Fiducia Supplicans Declaration, which permits priests to give blessings to homosexual couples. The latest update on Pope Francis is a heresy beyond heresy. The People's Voice. Pope Francis urges Jews to, quote, kill Jesus again, unquote, if he returns to earth. This was December 31st, 2024, by Baxter Dimitri. Pope Francis left onlookers stunned at an Italian prison when he made a statement that sent shock waves through the Catholic Church. During what many have described as an openly occult ceremony, one that allegedly involved opening a, quote, portal of darkness, unquote, the Pope declared that if Jesus were to return, he hopes he would be killed by Jews, unquote, again. Yes, you heard that right, on Christmas Eve of all days. If you thought Pope Francis couldn't possibly make it any clearer that he is a false prophet who worships the devil, you would be wrong. It's no shock to find open Luciferians and Satanists hiding in plain sight within the entertainment industry, wielding their influence as part of a coordinated attack on humanity. What's more shocking is finding Luciferians hiding in plain sight within the Christian world, holding the highest positions of power and influence, and working overtime to lead their flock astray. Pope Francis opened a symbolic door inside Rome's Rebibbia prison on Christmas Eve, marking the first time a pope has opened a sacred portal in such a setting. According to Vatican insiders, the ritual is deeply symbolic and satanic, believed to represent the unleashing of demons from the depths of hell through the portal of darkness. What makes this even more disturbing is that the Pope is determined to open five more portals in 2025. If the first portal ceremony at the Roman prison is any indication, we can expect more disgraceful and blasphemous statements from the Pope in the coming year. In a conversation with a member of his congregation about the birth of Jesus and the Christmas season, the Pope reportedly said that if Jesus returns, he hopes he is, quote, killed by Jews, unquote, again. Later, in a dark twist, the Pope invited all prisoners, including murderers, rapists, and child molesters, to look toward the future with renewed hope and confidence, calling himself their, quote, pilgrim of hope. Should we really be surprised that Pope Francis is opening portals of darkness in prisons, giving hope to pedophiles while trash-talking Jesus? This is the man who has voiced his support for Klaus Schwab's Nazi-style eugenics and depopulation programs, while openly calling for a global government run by the WEF to override the sovereignty of nations. WikiLeaks emails taught us that Francis was installed in the Vatican in a globalist coup orchestrated by George Soros, Hillary Clinton, and Barack Obama. The globalist bulldog wasted no time repaying his globalist masters by repeating disturbing globalist rhetoric at every opportunity. The same Pope who recently told his followers that Jesus should be killed is also on record informing his followers that, quote, relationships with Jesus are dangerous and harmful, unquote. Breaking with centuries of Christian tradition, Francis told a crowd of 33,000 pilgrims in St. Peter's Square that, quote, a personal and direct relationship with Jesus Christ, unquote, must be avoided at all cost. As though that wasn't disturbing enough, Francis followed up by ordering Christians to stop bringing people to Jesus and Christianity. Then he joined forces with former president and Jeffrey Epstein associate Bill Clinton to announce that humanity must be urgently depopulated to save the planet. Are you starting to see a pattern here? As an agenda contributor at the WEF in Davos, Pope Francis is fluent in blasphemy and is actively working to destroy Christianity from the inside. Take a look at the disturbing ceremony broadcast to the entire world during which the Jesuit Pope celebrated the imminent coming of Lucifer and followed up with some sickeningly blasphemous dogma. Pope Francis's inverted version of Christianity is confusing for many. However, the picture becomes clear when you understand who the pontiff is really serving. Pope Francis and his Luciferian colleagues are working tirelessly to infiltrate our institutions and corrupt our youth. It's absolutely shameless. Just take a look at Jay-Z's track entitled Lucifer. Play it backwards and see for yourself. The entertainment industry is used to brainwash and corrupt the youth, but the global elite understand their dark spirituality can only succeed in a world devoid of religion. This is why they decided to destroy the world's major religions from the inside, and they enlisted Pope Francis, a notorious Jesuit, to actively defy biblical scripture and create a one-world religion. The plan has been out in the open since day one. First, Francis shocked the civilized world by hosting Islamic prayers and Quran recitals in the Vatican. Then came the pagan ceremony and brazen idol worship on Vatican grounds. Earlier this year, the Pope prayed alongside chanting Buddhists, breaking ancient canons and committing what Mortalium Animos identifies as apostasy. If the papacy falls into apostasy, it raises a serious question. Is Vatican I false? And if so, does that mean papal indefectibility and infallibility are also false? In 2019, Pope Francis signed a historic covenant with the leaders of the world's major faiths, pushing us much closer to a one-world religion, one of the major goals of the New World Order. Somebody should remind Francis that the Bible says, "Ye shall have no other gods before me." But Francis is unlikely to listen. He is more interested in blaspheming and destroying Christianity in favor of what he calls Chrislam. All of which raises the question, is Pope Francis the Antichrist? St. Malachy prophesied the last pope, and his description sure sounds a lot like Pope Francis. The pope's associations are equally troubling. Connected to figures like George and Alex Soros, the Clintons, the Rothschilds, and more. So who does this man really serve? And why does he continue to protect so many pedophiles? The answer is an unequivocal yes, according to Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano, who was excommunicated by Pope Francis for the supposed crime of simply following the teachings of the Holy Bible. In response, Vigano issued a dire warning, claiming that Pope Francis is a false prophet involved in a criminal conspiracy against humanity, acting as an eager collaborator in the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. Pope Francis has made it more than clear those whose side he's on, and we have barely even mentioned the pedophilia scandal that is rotting the Catholic Church from the inside out. We should keep a very close eye on this Jesuit pope during these pivotal years. WEF, working with Bill Clinton to debunk the Bible using AI, usher in one world religion. This was published by Diswire.com, written by Bradley Greer, December 4th, 2024. And here we have more blasphemy from globalist hotbed, the World Economic Forum. The WEF and billionaire Bill Gates have been working together in the background to rewrite the Holy Bible using artificial intelligence and to release a new version that will usher in a new universal spirituality to fit within their vision of a transhumanistic world. The new plan, which has already received the blessing of Pope Francis, aims to reconstruct the core teaching of Christianity with a new, quote, fact-checked, unquote, version that will force the masses to accept. I believe that should read that they will force the masses to accept as their new God. Recently, WEF official Yuval Noah Harari claimed the Bible is, quote, dangerous, unquote, because it's full of hate speech, arguing that a more unified religion must be created that's actually correct. That's right. Harari believes the Bible in its current form does not fit into the WEF's globalist vision. Therefore, a new version must be created to reshape spirituality. From LifeSite News, homosexual atheist WEF advisor suggests AI will rewrite a new Bible and will found correct religions. Yuval Noah Harari is notorious for holding a variety of bizarre views that attack the core tenets of Christianity. Again, this is from LifeSite News, June 14, 2023, by Stephen Cox, Dateline, Lisbon, Portugal. World Economic Forum, WEF, senior advisor Yuval Noah Harari has made the stunning claim that in the not-too-distant future, artificial intelligence may create a, quote, correct, unquote, world religion. He says, quote, throughout history, religions dreamt about having a book written by a superhuman intelligence, a non-human entity. In a few years, there might be religions that are actually correct. Just think about a religion whose holy book is written by an AI. That could be a reality in a few years, unquote. Harari is a 47-year-old homosexual atheist Jew, a transhumanist philosopher and popular author. He teaches at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, while also serving as one of Klaus Schwab's closest confidants. During an interview in August 2022, he disturbingly remarked that the world no longer needs the, quote, vast majority of useless workers, unquote, displaced by technological advances. Harari made a shocking prediction about AI-generated religions while speaking with Portuguese-American journalist Pedro Pinto in Lisbon in May at an event on the future of humanity. He suggested to Pinto that the Bible had not been sufficiently scrutinized. Hariya said, quote, Gutenberg printed the Bible in the middle of the 15th century. The printing press printed as many copies of the Bible as Gutenberg instructed it, but it did not create a single new page. It had no ideas of its own about the Bible. Is it good? Is it bad? How to interpret this? How to interpret that? AI can create new ideas. It can even write a new Bible, unquote. He continued, every religion claims, oh, the books of the other religions, humans wrote them. But our book, no. It came from some superhuman intelligence, unquote. The Bible was compiled by Catholic bishops under divine guidance in the Council of Rome in 382 A.D., divided into the 46-book Old Testament and the 27-book New Testament. It was promulgated by Pope Damascus I with help from the quote-unquote superhuman wisdom of God himself, confirmed by Christ's words to his apostles in the Gospel of John as he ascended into heaven. Quote, the Paraclete, the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things, unquote. Harari holds a variety of bizarre views that attack the core tenets of Christianity. In recent years, he has said that Homo sapiens are a, quote, post-truth species, unquote. He has also remarked that humans are no longer, quote, mysterious souls, unquote, but merely hackable animals. The subject of artificial intelligence was the primary focus of this year's Bilderberg meeting, also held in Lisbon in May. Approximately 130 political and business leaders attended the secretive gathering, including Open CEO Sam Altman, that is Open AI CEO Sam Altman, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella, and Google CEO Eric Schmidt. It is not readily known if Harari was present. Several industry leaders have expressed grave concerns with artificial intelligence, including Harari himself. AI, quote, has the potential of civilization destruction. Twitter CEO Elon Musk told former Fox News host Tucker Carlson in April. And Dr. Jeffrey Hinton, a pioneer in the field, warned the New York Times in May, quote, it is hard to see how you can prevent the bad actors from using AI for bad things. LifeSite has repeatedly covered the dangers and ethical concerns associated with transhumanism and artificial intelligence. And then the article goes on to say you can click in some links if you want more information. Then this is also from LifeSite News. Is there a link between the Vatican mascot, Luce, and Lucifer? The idea that the Vatican's Jubilee mascot's names may allude to Lucifer has been ridiculed, but this is based on a lack of understanding of Lucifer's role in modern Western philosophy. This is by S.D. Wright, November 1st, 2024. The reaction to the Vatican's unveiling of Luce and Friends, the Vatican's anime-inspired mascots for the holy year 2025, has been heated. On the one hand, critics of the mascots have argued that they were, one, motivated by triviality, and a lack of gravitas, both of which undermine the Church herself. Two, condescending towards the young people at whom they were supposedly aimed, a form of tone-deaf pandering similar to that engaged in by politicians towards various minority groups. Three, associating the Church with an anime fandom subculture which, even at its least troublesome, habitually glorifies the rejection of basic moral principles around modesty, occasions of sin, and scandal. And four, tired by the association with a designer who has openly promoted degenerate sexual vice and produced degenerate products, including with devil themes. However, one particular observation has been met with scorn from critics and defenders alike, and that is concerning the names of the characters. What are the names of these mascots all about? Although most of the attention has been focused on the Luce character, she is accompanied by three other, quote, pilgrim friends, unquote, called Fe, F-E, Zin, X-I-N, and Sky. as well as a winged baby and a dog. Luz and Fe mean light in Italian and faith in Spanish. The name Zin, again spelled X-I-N, appears to mean heart or mind in Chinese. And it goes on to say, it also includes a rejection of the Ancien Regime, the old order of church, throne, and patriarchy, against which the Enlightenment revolutions rebelled. The importance of light to this intellectual rebellion against God is clear from the name Enlightenment. This is why what Catholics might call the ages of faith are called, under the influence of the Enlightenment, the Dark Ages. A central mascot in the Enlightenment and the Romantic movement which grew out of it and responded to it has been Lucifer himself, reimagined along benevolent and Milton-inspired heroic lines. In part, this is based on his words in the Garden of Eden, in which he casts God as a tyrant and claims to bring light, knowledge, and liberty. He says, "For God doth know that in that day, soever you shall eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And that's from Genesis 3:5. St. Paul also mentions, in the context of imposters pretending to be ministers of Christ, that, quote, "Satan himself transformeth himself into an angel of light," unquote, from 2 Corinthians 11. John Milton himself was a Republican and a revolutionary, and it is notorious that the figure of Satan in Paradise Lost is portrayed as a sympathetic and inspiring proto-Republican against what Satan presents as the, quote, tyrannical, unquote, monarchy of God. In the general philosophical movement of the Enlightenment and those that follow, Lucifer takes a role similar to that of the Greek god Prometheus. He is cast as a friend of humanity who has rebelled against authoritarian structures to bring us the light of knowledge and freedom. Prometheus was a favorite theme of the Romantics for these same reasons. These ideas were taken up by the Romantic poet and artist William Blake, who produced illustrations of Paradise Lost according to this theme, as well as inventing his own mythology along Gnostic lines. Chobin Lyons states, quote, "The devil in Romantic literature and poetry became a figure of insight and necessary rebellion, being seen as a tragic, heroic figure. Moreover, in various Romantic works, the devil incorporates the basic theme of human desire as epitomized in the works of William Blake, Percy Shelley, and Lord Byron, all of whom perceived Satan as their hero." Next, Bill Gates says humanity must embrace one world religion to continue evolution. This was from The People's Voice by Baxter Dimitri, November 1st, 2024. Globalist billionaire Bill Gates has declared his support of humanity embracing a one world religion, that's in quotes, a one world religion in the era of artificial intelligence, AI, to continue the evolution of humanity. According to Gates, it is time to ditch the major monotheistic religions, that is Christianity, Judaism, and Islam, in favor of a one-world religion which incorporates elements of each. Quote, "You can almost call it a new religion or a new philosophy," said Gates. And he went on, "How do we stay connected with each other and not addicted to these things, AI, that will make video games look like nothing in terms of the attractiveness of spending time on them?" Unquote. Gates is not the only globalist elite calling for a one-world religion. Leading figures, including Klaus Schwab and Pope Francis, are also on record demanding humanity embrace a new, unifying religious creed in the name of, quote-unquote, progress. In 2017, Pope Francis called for a one-world government and political authority, arguing that the creation of the one-world government is needed to combat issues such as climate change. Now, Pope Francis is actively defying biblical scripture by working to create a, quote, one-world religion, unquote. First, Francis shocked the Christian world by hosting Islamic prayers and Quran recitals in the Vatican. Christians around the world should visit mosques and praise Allah, according to Pope Francis, who led by example on his visit to Istanbul by entering the Blue Mosque, taking off his shoes, facing Mecca, and praising the Muslim god. Then came the pagan ceremony and brazen idol worship on Vatican grounds. And in case you missed it, world leaders from a diverse collection of communities called for world unity and an interreligious conference in Kazakhstan last week. According to Francis, religious pluralism, which is expressly forbidden in the Bible, is an expression of, quote, the wisdom of God's will. And now we're moving to key globalist religious figures. We've done that, and we have an update on the world elite pedophile ring. It seems like the worst treason ever that Joe Biden, in the midnight hour, January 2025, has just given the Presidential Medal of Freedom to the notorious George Soros, and equally shocking to Hillary Rodham Clinton. Hillary, who once used mocking words about Pizzagate pedophiles during the controversy over whether it was real or not. Recent stats in December 2024 indicate 500,000 children are missing in the United States. Is it not an extreme abomination for world leaders like Pope Francis and Joe Biden to be facilitators to this horrific child sexual abuse? Just recently, soon-to-be ex-president Joe Biden pardoned a whole slew of cartel criminals. Some of the truth is leaking out, despite a huge global cover-up. Elon Musk is calling for a massive inquiry in the UK concerning child molestation. We already have the story of James Gordon Meek's connection. This report we presented previously that reveals Pizzagate sex victims were even given code names of pizza varieties. So let's recap the 2023 story of James Gordon Meeks, who debunked Pizzagate scandal, pleads guilty to child pornography charges. This was by Ethan Huff, Natural News, August 6, 2023. He infamously declared proudly that he had quote-unquote debunked that Pizzagate scandal that the media ultimately dubbed a quote, conspiracy theory, unquote. Now, former ABC News reporter James Gordon Meek has pleaded guilty to possessing and transporting child pornography, for which he is now serving at least 5 years and up to 40 years in prison. And in a related story, after Gordon's home was raided by the FBI last year, left-wing news outlet Rolling Stone ran cover for him by trying to claim that the raid was an abuse of power. Meek, 53, admitted to the court in Virginia that he had and shared child pornography and abuse material. The mandatory minimum sentence for his crimes is 5 years, with up to 40 years being on the table. At the time of the FBI raid, Meek went missing. He was in the process of writing a book about the Biden regime's withdrawal from Afghanistan. Because of the nature of his plea deal, it is unlikely that Meek will have to spend that much time in jail, though. Because of his prominent position and status, he could end up serving very little prison time, perhaps just the 5 years established as a mandatory minimum sentence for child pornography crimes. Meek used to be a respected national security journalist, whom corporate media customers trusted as a valid and trustworthy source for news. In the FBI raid on April 27, 2022, his electronic devices were seized, and he immediately went off the grid. On Meek's phone, authorities found three conversations in which Meek is said to have expressed a strong desire to sexually abuse children. Meek had also received and sent both photos and videos of child pornography. In one especially troubling message, Meek asked someone else in the chat app the following question, followed by a disgusting follow-up statement. And this is in quotes now. Have you ever raped a toddler girl? It's amazing, unquote, Meek allegedly wrote. In another message, Meek allegedly shared a perverted fantasy he has of, quote, abducting, drugging, and raping, unquote, a 12-year-old girl. Keep in mind that the same media sources Meek was affiliated with and worked for are now freaking out about the popularity of the Sound of Freedom film about child trafficking. Are they all upset about this because they too are guilty of engaging in sex crimes against children? It is also important to note that there is no evidence whatsoever that Meek in any way debunked the Pizzagate scandal. He claimed to debunk it, but all he did was malign the idea of it publicly, for which the public was expected to just trust and believe his claims. In many ways, Meek made a career out of claiming that accusations of pedophilia in higher offices of American institutions were completely unfounded. It turns out that pedophilia runs rampant at the highest levels of virtually every American institution, including those that claim to protect, and that's in quotes, protect children, or lead them to God, and God is also in quotes. Like Jesus says, it would be better for them if a millstone be placed around their necks and be thrown into the sea than to hurt one little one who believes in him. One commenter wrote about Meek and his kind. He went on to say, when this scum is outed publicly, we are going to see suicides jump dramatically. And another person expressed, if he actually goes to prison, he will have quite the welcoming party. If he isn't killed while there, he will wish he was dead every day. Prisoners don't take kindly to those who abuse children, unquote. Pedophilia is a very serious problem in America, especially the upper echelons of media, religion, and government. Learn more at evil.news.